Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Public, and welcome to the You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show with your host, Pastor D.K. Martin. And this broadcast is sponsored in part by the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. And the phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. Also, we want to thank Flores Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road, located right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, and their phone number is 704-537-2800, owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to send a shout out to all of you, certainly the body of Christ, the family of God at the Brand New Life Church, all my Facebook friends, and to you and you, Mr. and Mrs. Public. We're praying for you, and don't forget, prayer changes things because we walk by faith and not by sight. Listen, before I get started, let me thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Public, and Facebook friends for all of your prayers for my sister-in-law, Miss Prenetta Martin, and also for Brother Ted Martin. And while we are calling their names, I want to include you under the canopy of prayer. Prayer is powerful. Faith without works is dead, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For the just shall live by faith, and we walk by faith and not by sight. So just know that this ministry is praying for you. Again, we want to thank all of the family of the Great New Life Church and those of you that are visiting with us. We're keeping the light on so you can come and share with us each and every Sunday. And again, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we want to start out. It's Sunday morning again with my friend and brother, Pastor Joe Brown out of New York City. It's Sunday morning again. And after that, you're going to hear Miss Shirley Caesar, the Queen of Gospel Favor, and I'll be right back with some more information. How about that? Right here on Praise.
My mind goes back to when I was a child. Every Sunday morning, Mama would get up early and make a good breakfast. Daddy would come and make all of the children get up out of the bed and get ready for church. And you know, it didn't matter how old you was as a child or how late you stayed out Saturday night. If you stayed at my father's house, you had to get up for church. Well, it's Sunday morning again.
It's Sunday morning again.
I'm on my way out to church.
I'm on my way out to church.
I'm gonna praise the Lord.
I'm gonna praise the Lord.
For he has done so much.
For he has done so much.
He opened doors.
Done so much.
On a Monday, he picked me up,
turned me around,
from the Lord. In fact, it shows up every time that you need it. You can't earn it. You cannot work for it. All favor comes from the Lord. Listen. I'm walking in the favor of God. His grace and mercy has brought me this far. I will believe all that his word says about me. Lack in poverty, it's not my destiny. I'm walking, I'm living, yeah. I'm walking in the favor of God. Somebody help me, yeah.
Yes, I am.
It's over my life.
Over my life.
Favor. Thank God for favor. Now point your hand to yourself and say favor. Over your life.
His favor.
His favor.
Talking about favor, didn't Shirley Caesar put it down? Listen, being highly favored also entails a lot of adversity, because when you pass the test, then you have a testimony. So I hope and pray that you will hold on, and just remember, your tenacity and your resilience is the key. Break the devil's back, and right now, the late, great James Cleveland is going to help all of us. Remember, something got a hold of me right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.
Something, I'm a hope, something, I'm a hope, something, I'm a hope,
filled with misery. The same God that touched my mother, he laid his hands on me. That's why I say something got a hold on me. I just can't explain it, but one day something Lord Jesus, something got a hold on me. I never shall forget it. One Tuesday night, singing, "Come ye that love the Lord," and I thought they were singing to me. Something hit me in the bone of my head, right down to my feet. I never shall forget it. One more, something got a hold on me. Something got a hold on me. God in my hand, God in my feet. All I can tell.
This is D.K. Martin, pastor of the Great New Life Baptist Church, 1413 Anderson Street, right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm your host every Sunday morning on the You Can Be an Overcomers broadcast, sponsored in part by The Flores Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road off the plaza, serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and lunch and dinner begins at 12 noon. And all through the week, you can just dine at one of the best soul food restaurants in town. The word for today is God's faithfulness. Far above all finite comprehension is the unchanging faithfulness of God. Everything about God is great, vast, incomparable. He never forgets, never fails, never falters, never forfeits his word. Stay with Christ and keep your joy. Brought to you in part by Flores Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road off the plaza, and you can call them at 704-537-2800. Owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. As we begin to embrace for a new month, which is February, the month I was born in, Black History, we want to conclude the message entitled Wisdom for the New Year. It's going to be good. It's the grand finale right here on Praise.
See, wisdom will give you confidence that no matter what stands in my way, I have the wisdom of God. It was through wisdom that David struck down Goliath. It was wisdom where David said, "Saul, I don't need your weaponry. I'll just use what I'm accustomed using." He took his sling and a stone, and through wisdom, he saw a vulnerable spot on Goliath's body. And God and David and the stone. I wish I had a witness here. God the Father, God the Logos, and God the Holy Ghost in the Old Testament got on that stone and through wisdom navigated that stone and struck Goliath in his forehead. And God has sent me to tell you wisdom is important in 2015. Those same folk that were scheming and conniving, trying to fool you and betray you, wisdom said, "I got you this year. Your heart's been broken. You've lost some sleep. You've been worrying, but don't worry anymore, because we are going to carry you through." Wisdom cares. Wisdom is able. Wisdom prepares you. Wisdom strengthens your backbone. Wisdom gives you insight. Wisdom gives you foresight. Wisdom helps you to understand the will of God. Not my will. That's the bridge we all got to come to. Not my will. If you would look at somebody and say, get out of your will. Your will is too comfortable. You need to be agitated. You need to be confronted. Stop ducking and hiding. Trying to isolate your Christianity. Come out of the closet. Let the world know that you're on the Lord's side. Stop compromising. Stop pretending and stop trying to ride the horse or straddle the fence. Be who you are. Be proud of what you are. You are a child of God. Don't you know this world is going to pass away and the lust thereof? But he that doeth the will of God will abide forever. I want to abide through hardships. I want to overcome all of my issues. I want to be a more than a conqueror. Because through Christ, I can do all things. Through Christ, who strengthened me. Well, the reason I have this attitude, I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain, but I've learned from some seasoned soldiers that if you just depend on God and lift up your eyes towards the hill, I'm going to preach if you don't, amen. Look unto the hill from whence cometh my help. Oh, I wish I could have some help from some earthly friends, but earthly friends are limited. Yeah, I wish I could have some help from family sometime. But family can't do what God can do. So David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from which coming my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now if God can make heaven and if he can make earth, then I'm not wasting my time. Putting my trust in him. God can take a penny, turn it into a nickel, into a dime, into a quarter, join it with another quarter, end up becoming 50 cents, and add another 50 cents. And I have a dollar. I tell you, one and one is one. One and two is one. One and three is one. One and four is one. We all are one in Christ. No big eyes, no little you. Everybody is somebody. Now walk with God. Come hell or high water, he'll be there. If you don't have a dime in your pocket, he'll be there. If the government shuts down, he'll be there. When there are no officers to call on 911, he is. I wish I had a witness. Hold somebody and tell him he is. Grab somebody. Tell him he's right now. He's after a while. He's the bridge over troubled water. Tell somebody he'll be there. He'll be there in your sick room, in the lawyer's room, in the courtroom. He's a battle axe in the time of war. Aren't you glad that you know him? It ain't been easy, but it's worth the journey. Every tattoo that I have spiritually, it gives God glory because I didn't give up. I'm going to hang in there. If you don't, because he brought me too far to leave me. I don't feel no ways tied. He brought me. I say he didn't bring me, but he brought me too far to leave me. Go on and leave me. Go on and say bye-bye. He's I am in the morning. He's I am at noon. He's I am right now. Somebody need to take off the seatbelt and get ugly with me. Grab somebody and say, he is everything. He is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Funeral announcements for the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. The phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. Give them a call today. Ask them about their pre-arranged and pre-financed funerals. Make an appointment with one of their licensed pre-arrangement counselors today. The Alexander Funeral Home has been in business for 100 years. Well, you want to do the very best for those that you care for. Remember the Alexander Funeral Home. Funeral announcements coming from the Alexander Funeral Home. Miss Effie Mae Ship Adams. The wake will be Saturday, 11 a.m. Service at 12 noon at the United House of Prayer, the Mother House. Mr. Jimmy Houston. The wake will be Thursday, 11 a.m. Service at 11:30 a.m. at Greer Heights Presbyterian Church. Willie Mae Sampson. Wake Thursday, 11 a.m. Service at 12 noon at the Progressive Baptist Church. Mr. Charles Jones. The wake will be Thursday at 6 p.m. Service at 7 p.m. at the United House of Prayer, North Charlotte. Incomplete, Mr. Carl Lee Thompson. Well, you want to do the very best for those that you care for and love? Remember the Alexander Funeral Home. They are located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. They have been in business for 100 years, and that phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. Remember, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We are praying for you. Well, my time is gone. I've had a blast ministering to you, and keep it locked right here on Praise as we open up this first Sunday in February, reminding each of us, it's not the color of your skin, but it is the content of your character. You are somebody. And until next Sunday, remember, you can be an overcomer.
Now, I love contemporary gospel music, but I'm going to be honest with you. When I want my hair to stand on my head, when I want goosebumps to run up and down my arm, I have to do something like this. In that Beulah land, in that Beulah. I said, home in that Beulah land. Is that all right? I said, is that all right? And then if you tune me in, you may hear something like this. By the power of God. If you stick with me the whole hour, I may do something like this. Yeah. as I was, weary, worn, and sad.
For the last half hour, you have been listening to the You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show with your host, Pastor D.K. Martin. You can tune into the broadcast every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 6:30 on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 WPZS. Also, you can listen to the broadcast on www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast page on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. 24/7, 365 days out of a year. On the world, Wide Web. You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show is brought to you by the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, we want to thank Flora's Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road, right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. You can also correspond with Pastor Martin at the Great New Life Baptist Church, located 1413 Anderson Street. The phone number is 704-376-0603. If you're interested in any CDs, use this information and we will get back with you. Until next Sunday, my friend, remember, you can be an overcomer.
Reach out on your faith. I said reach out.